Let's Go Green, sponsored by Airgrid, managing and operating Ireland's electricity grid for a cleaner energy future. Check out airgrid.ie for more.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. I'm your host, Aisling O'Rourke, and I hope you are safe and well as you tune in to this week's episode. I've just realised that Let's Go Green is officially 2 years old. So this is we're now into our second year of having the show. Our first episode was out on the 1st of April in 2022. So we're just two and a few days years old. And thank you all for staying tuned to the show each and every week and for all the lovely messages that we get in from our listeners. Each one of them is appreciated. And of course, my thanks to all the contributors who have been so generous with giving their time to me each week and participating in the show. And without further ado, we are joined once again by John McNally of Offaly County Council. And John is the Climate Action Coordinator for Offaly County Council. John, you are very welcome back to Let's Go Green.
Hi, Aisling. Thanks for having me on.
Now, John, you have been working on a project in County Offaly for the last couple of months since we last spoke, but around coffee cups, takeaway cups in cafes around Tullamore in particular. But for people who didn't hear that interview a couple of months back, refresh our memories. What is it that you and your colleagues have been working on?
That's right, Aisling. I think we last spoke, it might have been Christmas week, just the end of December there. So basically what we're trying to do is reduce litter in Offaly and more specifically reduce litter around single-use coffee cups. It's quite staggering to think that over 200 million single-use coffee cups get sent to landfill every year in Ireland. So that equates to about 20 million trees that's required to make those single-use coffee cups that ultimately end up on landfill. So you buy a cup of coffee.
Give me those figures again, because they're massive. So just remind how many coffee cups are dumped in Ireland every year?
Huge. 200 million single-use coffee cups in little old Ireland every single year. So to generate 200 million cups, you need to cut down 20 million trees. So it's absolutely frightening.
Absolutely, it is. And it's, you know, and we hear, and particularly on this show as well, and we talk about it a lot, where people are going, but like, you know, it's only me, the individual in little old Ireland, sure, all those big countries, so they're at awful things. What's the point of me even trying? You know, what can I really achieve? But actually, even on the coffee cup level, we could have a massive impact.
Absolutely. And that's, I suppose that's the beauty about this particular initiative, that I might not be able to purchase an EV or you might not be able to deep retrofit your home for the cost, but you can consciously decide to use a sustainable cup when you're going for your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. It could be one of the three or the four or the five that you have at home in a press that you can actually decide to bring with you and use your own coffee cup. Or this initiative, we're hoping to provide an alternative, that if a customer arrives at a coffee shop counter and they really do not want to use a single-use coffee cup, that there's a sustainable alternative there for a deposit return scheme. They can pay €2, get a to-go cup, enjoy their coffee, and then bring the cup back to the vendor and get their €2 back.
Now, I'm referring to this as coffee cups, but we're talking, it doesn't matter what the beverage is, just to be really clear, this is a disposable cup that you would get in a cafe, a petrol station, you know, wherever it is you get your hot beverages from. And like, I've started lately, because I drive for you know, my lifestyle, I drive a hybrid, so at least I feel a little bit better about it. But when I put my reusable cups into the dishwasher, once they're dry, I put them back on the passenger seat in the car. So at least then they're with me. You know, I might have three or four of them in the car on Monday. I'm down to maybe one on a Thursday, but they're there all the time beside me. So I have no real excuse, because I think if you're not, it's hard to get into the habit of bringing them outside the house. And you also have those ones, and I won't name the brand because I can't remember it. And also because there's lots of brands available, but there are ones that you can get that are collapsible and they will fit. They shrink down once you're finished using them into your handbag, and you don't, it doesn't take up that much space at all. So really, we don't really have many excuses. I also, I have to say, and I know cafes might disagree with me, I firmly believe that a cup of coffee or a cup of tea tastes much better out of a reusable cup or a Delf cup than it does out of a paper cup. It doesn't taste as good. Nothing wrong with it. It's just not as good. So I'm delighted to hear that we have movements on this proposal. So bring us up to date, because I know you and your colleagues have been working really hard on this issue. It was inspired, let's say, off the back of Killarney, where they went disposable coffee cup free as a town. So what are we doing in County Offaly? What progress have you made?
Well, absolutely. It's similar to the Killarney Coffee Cup project. And again, one of our team, Sinead, our Community Climate Action Officer, she actually saw it in action in Cork before Killarney even launched. And she came back to Tullamore and she thought, you know what, this is a really, really good idea. As we were doing our homework here, Killarney launched their scheme, their coffee cup project down there. Like, and to date, there's 50 businesses signed up in Killarney. They've got a really strong message that they want to protect their national park down there. And everybody is buying into it. There's a real sense of collective action. And that's what we want to see here in Tullamore. Like, it's such a scalable initiative. It can work in any town or village or business or office right across the country. And you were saying about little old Ireland and the globe, like small actions do count. Like, as I hear some ads saying, like local actions have a global impact, and it's what you can do to make things better, to make the climate better, to help the fight against climate change and just increase sustainability. So it's a really good option.
And again, because communications and marketing is my area of expertise, like, I can see it from both sides. As a consumer, I want to be able to use my reusable coffee cup and I want to have a non-disposable option. But also from a branding perspective, if you're the cafe in the local town that is the sustainable cafe that doesn't want to add to the harming of the environment as much as possible, and you sign up to a program like this, you're more likely then to attract in customers who are interested. And the wonderful thing is, right now, across the country, more and more of us are becoming interested in what we can do about the environment. So it's even from a branding and marketing perspective, it's a win-win.
From a business point of view, it's absolutely win-win, because as you say, more and more and more of us are becoming much more conscious of sustainability, from old fogies like me down to school kids. People are really, really do want to do the right thing. And from a business point of view, for coffee shop owners or beverage sellers, there's so many advantages for the businesses. Like, the cost of a coffee cup to the business is anywhere between 15 cent to 25 cent. So that's a cost that the business is carrying as it is. And again, we were down in Killarney, actually. They had an event down there, and Minister Oisin Smith was down there. And again, he gave an update on the upcoming changes in legislation, where the cost of a single-use cup is only going to increase with the latte levy. I don't know the proper legal technical term for it, but as everybody calls it, the latte levy. So for the cost for businesses is only going to go up for the cost of a single-use coffee cup. And what's going to happen? That's only going to get passed on to the consumer. So consumers are getting more and more savvy, one, in relation to sustainability, and then two, in relation to costs. That if they can get a €3.50 cup of coffee for €3.25 or €3, it's win-win-win.
And I know in my circle of friends, where we would meet up regularly for a cup of coffee, we're no longer going to the cafe where they only use paper and disposable cups. We're going elsewhere where we can get, you know, a proper cup of coffee in a cup or a reusable cup.
And that's the thing that the business owners down in Killarney were saying, that they're actually finding that they're selling less takeaway coffee. There's more people actually coming in and sitting down at the table, maybe drink their coffee in their non-disposable cup or a ceramic cup, but they're actually getting away from that rush, rush, rush mentality, and they're taking 5-10 minutes to sit down and have their cup of coffee and have a chat. And for the businesses, what they find is that it's an extra opportunity maybe to upsell to their customers, that rather than handing somebody a paper cup and watching them run out the door as quick as possible, the customer, a percentage of the customers, are sitting down now having their cup of coffee. The businesses may be able to sell them the sandwich or the scone or the piece of apple tart or whatever. So there seems to be a real shift in that direction.
So what's the story in Offaly? How can you tell us how many customers or how many coffee shops have, how many companies have signed up, or what stage are we at?
Well, in fairness, we've had a lot of communication and a lot of engagement with an awful lot of the businesses around town. And this has been really well supported by KMK Recycling. It's been supported by the Tullamore Chamber. It's been supported by the Credit Union. Obviously, it's been supported by Offaly County Council. We kind of had to have a bit of a cut-off date to be able to promote it, to be able to do a soft launch. So, like, we picked a date, the 23rd of March there, and we had 8 new businesses signed up to the scheme. So that's Meat and Fit, the Phoenix Bar, and they actually operate our canteen here in the council offices. We've had it in here since October. We've gone completely single-use free here in our offices. The Little Coffee Hut, Mark down there, has signed up. And again, it actually raised my heart. I walked into the farmer's market, not last Saturday morning, the Saturday morning before, and I saw at least 8 people walking around with their to-go cups or their own cups. It was really great to see. The Tullamore Court have signed up. The Bakehouse in Ballycommon, Hamilton's out in Geishill, the Honey Bean up in Access Business Park, and the Copper Still at the old warehouse here in Tullamore. Now, even since then, again, we kind of had to draw some bit of a line to be able to promote it, that we started it, that it has kicked off, that we're starting to roll it out. And even since then, the likes of Conway & Co. have got in contact with the company, because a lot of their customers have come in and they've asked about, well, are you guys supporting this scheme, or can I get one of these cups here? And I don't particularly want to take a single use cup. So we want to welcome as many businesses that are as interested to come along. We've capacity to take 5, 6, 7, 8 more businesses in on the scheme. We have the supports there, as I said, from ourselves, from the Chamber, from the Credit Union, from KMK. So we see this as the start. Like, we're kind of saying it's a month trial. We're saying to the businesses, we're not trying to tie them down, we're not trying to force them into any corners or anything, but we're kind of saying, well, here, listen, we'll have a trial until the end of April. If you don't like it, if it doesn't work for your business, there's no obligation. But we want to see it as a success. We want customers to go into their favorite coffee shop and say, well, here, listen, either fill my own takeaway cup or give me an alternative. Give me something that I can take away and it's not single use and it's not disposable.
When I got the email from Anne-Marie Kelly in County Council's communications office, it hit me in my stomach. I had one of those moments where I thought, you know what? I'm really proud to be from Tullamore that we're doing this. And that might sound really wishy-washy to listeners, but genuinely, this is something where now we'll be able to track, you know, how many disposable cups single-use cups were being used in Tullamore in 2023 versus in 2024, if this really takes off.
Absolutely. And you'll see it with the tidy towns. You'll see it with the guys emptying the bins in O'Connor Square all around town. That's like the Kerry experience, the Killarney experience, is that that type of litter has absolutely dropped off a cliff. It almost doesn't exist anymore.
It's a fantastic initiative. And like the more vendors that come on stream, like at the moment you've listed out their cafes and, and one of the hotels, like wouldn't it be great if the petrol stations in the town came on board, because they all have coffee machines, you know? So there's so much more opportunity here for this to grow and to really be a success for Tullamore.
Absolutely. There's huge scale there. And again, in fairness, we had one very prominent business owner who owns one of the kind of retail units, really interested in it, really keen to see how his business can fit in with his own kind of coffee brand, and his own brand does sustainable cups and things like that. Now, there might be 12, 13, 14 euros a piece or whatever, but he was really interested to see how his business could actually support it and get involved and give his customers the option that, well, you don't have to take either the very expensive or the single use, that you've got a really, really good sustainable alternative.
Well, John McNally of Offaly County Council, thank you for bringing us that update. Please do keep us updated on it and how it's progressing, because I know it's something, it's an issue that will help us all see real tangible ways as to how we can make efforts to mitigate against climate change.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks very much for your time. Well, we'll be back here on Let's Go Green after the break.
Let's Go Green, sponsored by Airgrid, managing and operating Ireland's electricity grid for a cleaner energy future. Check out airgrid.ie for more.
You're listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. I hope you are enjoying our show so far this week. Well, before the break, we were discussing the efforts that are underway on behalf of Offaly County Council and the businesses in Tullamore and County Offaly to cut out single-use plastic cups from Tullamore's retail offerings, whether that be, you know, cafes and hotels, and basically anywhere you can go in the town to get, you know, a hot beverage, whether that's hot chocolate, tea or coffee. Now, if you've been listening to the show for the 2 years that we've been on air, you might know that I'm a bit of a fiend when it comes to coffee. There's probably at times far too much caffeine in my veins. I do quite enjoy it, but it is something that is taking hold in the town. We were joined there by John McNally, the Community Climate Action Officer for Offaly County Council, and he talked us through the aim to get all coffee shops and cafes and hotels and retailers on board with this scheme in Tullamore through the new deposit return scheme, whereby if you go into a cafe in Tullamore that is participating in this scheme at this current time, you can, instead of having one of those horrible single-use cups, which I personally dislike the taste of the coffee when it comes out of them, you can pay €2, get a reusable cup, and then keep it if you want to, but you can then return it and get your €2 back the next time you go back into that cafe. So you don't have to have one of your own. You don't have to have a reusable coffee cup, because, you know, try as we might, we're human. We forget to bring things with us on occasion. So it is an interesting initiative. We're not the first in the country to be doing this in County Offaly, but it is great to see the Midlands counties getting on board in relation to it. And I'd like to hear from you. So will you be participating? Do you go for, you know, a cup of tea or coffee or hot chocolate or green tea, chai, whatever it might be? Do you enjoy having a hot beverage out and about? And will you be looking for a reusable cup option in your preferred cafe, in your preferred hotel, wherever it is that's handy that you tend to go there? I would love to see petrol stations get on board with it as well, right around the country. And the figures that John had there were just staggering. The amount of these single-use plastic cups, even though some of them pretend to be biodegradable, but they're still plastic cups that, you know, they really do so much harm to the environment. 20 million trees are cut down each year because of the amount of these cups that we use here in Ireland, not globally, like not in China or continental Europe, here in Ireland, because we do love going out and meeting friends and colleagues for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. It's part of the social framework of this country. So what do you think of the scheme? Will you be encouraging your preferred cafe to participate? Have you availed of it? What do you think of it? Is it convenient? Do you like it? Get in contact with me. So go over to midlands103.com, click on the on-air team. You'll be able to send me an email from the website directly. If you have a pen to hand right now, my email address is hello@thecommunicationscoach.ie. You can email me directly. You can even phone the station if you want to ask them to send a message on to me, and the ladies will do that for you. But staying with business matters, we're joined now by Sarah Blake. Sarah Blake is from Earthology, and she is an expert in environmental matters, and in particular in helping business people adopt more environmentally friendly approaches to conducting their business. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Go Green.
Oh, thanks very much. Great to be here.
So Sarah, now look, and I'm sure I will get you on again. So for the purpose of our conversation today, because this is a big, like, how do businesses do anything in terms of climate change? It's depending on the size of the business, whether or not there's a team involved. You know, there's so much scope there for a business here in Ireland to do their bit. It can be nearly overwhelming at times. So I thought the purpose of the conversation this week, we'd focus in on ESG. Now, first things first, I'm not a fan of lingo or jargon. So for the benefit of our listeners, what exactly is ESG?
Okay, so ESG, I guess, does seem to be the latest acronym buzzword when it comes to sustainability. And I think that's because it does get used sort of at a European and government level a lot, and a lot of the multinationals are talking about ESG. So ESG stands for environmental, social and governance. So you're looking at E, the environment. So what is your business doing from the environmental point of view and to save the planet? The S is very much about the social. So that's what we would have called corporate social responsibility. So what are we doing from a social point of view to mind not only our shareholders, but also our stakeholders? So that might be people in your community, that might be your clients, that might be people in your supply chain, whatever it might be, but it looks at the social side. And then the G definitely refers to the governance and how you are looking after the planet in terms of your actual structure from your business point of view. So how do you look at these practices and procedures? Do you have something that means that you look at your supply chain when it comes to sustainability? Do you look at your shareholder responsibility or your stakeholder responsibility? In what way do you look at that? And also then from the regulations and kind of those important legislative parts, are you looking at that as well? So are you adhering to that? And under that comes CSRD. Now, CSRD being another acronym that you didn't want to introduce today, but it's the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. And this is coming in at a European level. And it pretty much ticks all of the boxes from the ESG point of view. So what will happen is the bigger companies, a lot of the multinationals who will be beholden to these new regulations, have in their supply chain much smaller entities who will also then come into the whole supply chain issue. So if you're a business that already supplies into a multinational, then you will find that potentially they're already looking to you for what your credentials are when it comes to the environment. And so hopefully that's a short synopsis.
Yeah, and that's the really important point, isn't it? Because at the moment, these rules, these policies that are coming to us from Europe, they are for the larger companies. But those larger companies need the smaller firms to be on board and up to date with all of these policies so that they can buy from a smaller company, so that you can stay as part mm-hmm. of their supply chain. And then eventually this is going to go across businesses, really, isn't it? Eventually it will be rolled out across Europe and every business will need to have these policies in place.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, two of the large pharmaceuticals, I think it's Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and a couple of the others, what they have already said is, okay, so we're falling under the new legislation, and we need our suppliers to be up to speed with that. So they have asked 80% of their suppliers to sign up to what we call science-based targets. So this means that you are actually have targets when it comes to cutting your carbon footprint as a business. So right from the get-go, that was their thing. If you want to still stay a supplier with us, be that if you're supplying the foil to the blister packs, if you're supplying the cardboard for the boxes for any of their products, not just the actual, you know, pharmaceutical derivatives, but if you're supplying any of those other ancillary things that make up their products, then you are asked to sign up to science-based targets. And for a lot of people in their supply chain, that came as quite a surprise. They weren't ready for it at all. And they have now made it pretty much a prerequisite of being a supplier with them.
That in itself, it is quite daunting, really. And like small companies, independent entrepreneurs, they do not tend to be the companies that have a massive team for policy or the resources to go and investigate these policies and generate these policies. So I know it's something that's causing concern, like as in you might have a business that's very interested in doing their bit for the environment and they want to be on board with all of this, but this process and having to put these protocols in place, it's another headache, really. It's more paperwork to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get how it can seem to be that way, but I think unfortunately it's not a one and done. It is an ongoing battle almost with the way things are changing in our changing climate. So, you know, what once was something, let's say, cotton free, cheaply available, is now getting more and more expensive because it's getting harder and harder to grow the crop and to therefore produce the cotton. So if you are also bringing in goods from countries that are more affected than ourselves with climate change, then potentially you're going to see your products and the derivatives for your products increase in cost. So you're basically taking a preventative measure on your business. So it's a risk, you know, versus reward situation. You're looking at the risk to my business is, okay, time, energy, money, and putting effort into making my business more sustainable. But the very word sustainability means that, you know, you are doing something over a long period of time without causing damage to the environment. So it means that your business can actually continue. We always talk about sustainable business. You know, you're thinking about, is that a sustainable business? Oh, well, you know, yes, they've got a solid client base. They've got this, that, and the other. If you're an investor, you know, you're looking at what's sustainable business. But now a sustainable business does mean, okay, can this business continue if these climate impacts mean that their supply chain is impacted or their customers are impacted or, you know, any number of things which mean potentially your business might not exist in the future. So it's a good way to look at the risk of your business and how it can continue whilst being kinder to planet and people.
Well, Sarah, it's such an important topic. I want to make sure that we're giving enough time to it. So stay tuned. And Sarah Blake of Earthology will be with us to continue this conversation around what business people should now be doing to put these policies and protocols in place to ensure that you and your company are ESG ready. We'll be back after these.
Let's Go Green, sponsored by Airgrid, managing and operating Ireland's electricity grid for a cleaner energy future. Check out airgrid.ie for more.
You're listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103, and I hope you're enjoying our show so far this week on what is our second birthday. And we're joined on the show this week by two different people who are coming at two different angles talking about businesses and what businesses can do to have a positive impact on the environment, but also just to get on board with this train that is very fastly going out of the station. Earlier on, we spoke with John McNally of Offaly County Council to talk about the efforts to make Tullamore a disposable coffee cup free town or a town that is free of single use cups, to want to put it in a perhaps a more coherent way. But to continue on the conversation around the policies and protocols that businesses now have to put in place. And the thing about it is, Sarah Blake of Earthology is here to talk to us, but it's really important just to reiterate what Sarah was saying before the break, and that these policies, they are at the moment for much larger firms and they're coming from Europe. But A, those larger firms need smaller businesses to feed into them on their supply chain. So these larger firms, as a result of regulations and policies from Europe, are now looking for companies to be, for their supply chain to be environment and socially and governmentally responsible, so ESG friendly. But these regulations are going to be rolled out across Europe in the coming years. So it's best now to become an early adopter, to get on the train, get ready and get the support from the SEAI, the Department of the Environment and the Local Enterprise Board, so that your company is ready and willing and prepared to continue in practice. So we're going to continue our conversation now with Sarah Blake of Earthology. And thank you so much, Sarah, for continuing to chat with us here on Let's Go Green. So Sarah, where do business people start? This could be overwhelming. We have two options. As I said, we get on board, we become an early adopter, or we pull an ostrich on it, stick our head in the sand and hope it goes away, but it's not going to go away. So what advice can you give for business people who are starting out on this sustainability journey?
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the first things to do is to look at whether there are supports locally in terms of financials to help you. So the LEO local enterprise offices, there's a climate action voucher, also through Enterprise Ireland, there are supports as well. So you don't have to do this alone. There are actually financial supports to make your business greener, which I think is really worth knowing up front.
There is also, as you mentioned it there, the local enterprise office, they also have the green audit scheme as well, don't they? Where someone mm-hmm. can come in and just do an assessment of how good your company is in terms of green issues.
Yes, exactly. So you can use that voucher for pretty much anything. So you can use it for like an energy audit. There's also supports through the SEAI. The SEAI actually, SEAI have amazing support. So actually they have a lot of free online courses. So they have one on being like an energy manager or how to manage energy in your business. And that could be, even if you're a coffee shop, right, about having smart plugs, about turning things off, about when you turn things off, when things are running, how much in advance you need to put those things on. So, you know, from a homeowner's point of view, we think about, you know, preheating the oven for baking, right? So it's like, if you're thinking about stuff that needs to come on in the morning, like how early does it need to come on? We also have this thing that, you know, you preheat the oven for like half an hour. Well, that doesn't need to be the case anymore because everything is so efficient. So probably 5 minutes before you start, right? But we're just so conditioned with certain things, or this needs to be done a certain way. So I think it's about looking at those processes and procedures, especially when it comes to energy. But a really good place to start is actually the government have a climate calculator. They have a toolkit for business. And the inputs there are your energy bills. So if it's gas, if it's electricity, is it LPG, whatever your inputs were, and you could say, let's take 2023 as our baseline year, take all your bills and you put the details into the calculator. It doesn't matter if you have the financial bits or if you have the actual, you know, kilowatt hours or whatever, those kind of things. It's quite clever. It will work all that out for you. Then you can also put in your waste figures. So do you pay for a waste collection? How much do you pay? Then travel, like if you've got any business receipts from traveling to conferences, to events, for your employees, if they have cars, those kind of things. So it does a very basic kind of overview of what are my impacts as a business in, on the environment, right? And it, and then at the end, it does give you your carbon footprint as a business. So it's a really good place to start.
That, yeah, because I think that's really, really excellent advice. Because as I said at the outset, this is a big conversation that's happening, but oftentimes it's very hard to know where to start. So so go on to the government's website. Just Google Irish government carbon calculator and I'm sure it'll bring you there.
Yeah. It's the climate toolkit, I think is what it's called. Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's really, it's very basic, but it does require you to have your energy bills and certain other bills. But you'll know that as you kind of like, as it asks you for the information as you go through. And if you wanted to, let's say, find out what your carbon footprint is for energy only, there's like about four tabs. If you only fill in one tab, but like go all the way to the end of the process, it will give you, okay, this is my carbon footprint from energy. This is my carbon footprint from waste travel. You can kind of play with it a little bit to give it, give you the information that you need or that you might need to give to your clients that you're providing to.
And that's what this all comes back to. So yes, of course, you know, I think most people would like to be kind to the environment and they want to do their bit, but this is a requirement for businesses to survive. Clients are going to be looking for this. And will they need a certificate or a stamp of approval that my company is ESG compliant, or what kind of processes are involved on that side of things?
So yeah, that's where things get complicated, because sustainability has so many different frameworks and procedures, and at the moment the EU are trying to put it all into one basket under the International Sustainability Standards Board. Deeply exciting. And it's, you know, it is very complicated. So one particular framework that I like to use is B Corp certification. So, and B Corp certification can work for if you're Baileys, part of Diageo, or right down to if you're like Cully and Scully, or you're a smaller entity. So I think some of the smallest entities are travel companies, like Earth's Edge, for example, you know, maybe only up to like three or four employees. And there's a toolkit there. It's the B Corp impact assessment, and it will take you through a whole load of questions. You can answer them all and it will give you a score. So I find that that's a really good, because it's known globally, it's a really good framework to use. There are lots of other ones. I mentioned science-based targets, etc. But if you're looking to kind of negate that sort of area where people are asking for questions and things like that, I think the first thing is to get a baseline, calculate your carbon footprint, and at least say, you can say that on your website, we have calculated our carbon footprint, you know, using the government climate toolkit. You can also then get that accredited, or you can look at, you know, getting external auditors to come in to verify that as well, using the voucher. But I mean, I think for me, the most important thing is to be honest. And we're talking about that from a communications point of view, that we, you know, you need to be honest about what you're doing from a sustainability point of view. And if that is trying to eliminate single-use coffee cups, like you mentioned at the top of the call, right? That's very important, because we get through something like 22,000 disposable coffee cups an hour in Ireland. And that's a huge waste stream that just doesn't need to be created.
Absolutely. And like, and as I said, when I was speaking to John McNally earlier, like through my own research, through my communications coaching business, like I've learned that consumers are 55% more likely to buy from businesses whose values align with theirs. And more and more and more consumers are looking for companies to have that environmental, you know, messaging that we are doing our bit, you know, and it is, it's about how you say it. It's not, we are a sustainable business and we are perfect, because nobody is perfect and you will make mistakes, but at least we are working towards being a more sustainable business. And I think that's really important to include in any company's messaging, really. And this, you know, if you go through these processes, will give you that credibility and that, certification, yes, but the stamp of approval that we are actually doing something about this. And as you say, being honest. And perhaps, you know, looking up the climate toolkit on gov.ie and then make an appointment in your local enterprise office and ask what supports are available for your size of company, and go from there. Because as you said, support is available. Business people do not have to do this alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it be it the local enterprise office or Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, you know what I mean? There's lots of grants available for energy audits, for lots of things because they do really want people to start changing. I guess the onus definitely is on us at the moment to this, but I feel that Ireland, you know, we at the moment, I feel like we're climate laggards, right? Like we definitely within Europe, if you look at where we're at, like our Earth Overshoot Day, which is like the day in which like we have used up all of the resources that is available to us in the entire year. We use ours up by the end of April. The UK is a little bit further on, they're May. But if you think about that, so by the end of April, that means effectively, if we lived on a finite planet, you said there would be no more life in Ireland after April, because we've used up all the water, all the air, all the earth, all the, you know, all of the resources that we need for life. So we need to be able to look at how we manage our resources much, much better going forward. And I think there are options out there to support you in doing that. So
particularly now, like we've seen it with the electric car grants, the amount of money that's available will, I'm sure, and perhaps I'm just being cynical, but that will diminish over time. So get the grants while the funding is there. Get the support while it's relatively easy to access it now. Well, Sarah Blake of Earthology, I'm afraid we're right out of time, but we will ask you back on to Let's Go Green in the future. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's show.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after the break.
Let's Go Green, sponsored by Airgrid, managing and operating Ireland's electricity grid for a cleaner energy future. Check out airgrid.ie for more.
You're listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. Well, I want to take a moment to, well, just acknowledge a new report that I think is quite important that was launched in recent weeks by the Irish Wheelchair Association. And I am going to ask the association if they have a spokesperson to come on in the coming weeks here on Let's Go Green. But it's a new report called the Getting Nowhere Report. They're calling on the government to make accessibility mandatory. So the IWA, the Irish Wheelchair Association's latest report, focuses on disability access for public transport and public spaces. It says that even in 2024, that access to these spaces are incredibly difficult and dangerous for people with disabilities. Right now, we have no legal regulations in this country around public transport access for people with physical disabilities. And there are things like barriers, to be honest, that I hadn't thought about before. But if you're on a public road where there's a bus stop and a cycle track on the road, there is a danger that the bus cannot park or pull in, I should say, in next to the pedestrian path. So a person in a wheelchair needs to cross the cycle lane in order to get into a bus. Doesn't matter what the bus company is. You know, these are bus stops all over the country. And there's this barrier where they only have a couple of seconds to get from the footpath to get their wheelchair safely to the bus and then get up on the bus. And that's not even like accounting for whether or not the bus itself is wheelchair friendly and whether or not there's space on the bus. You know, there might be somebody already on it that has a buggy or a bicycle. And that means that the person in the wheelchair has to wait for the next bus. And we all know in this country how unreliable in many, many cases, in the majority of cases, our public transport infrastructure is, particularly in buses. So they've gone and done a huge study on all of this. And, you know, it's all really lacking in terms of access to our public facilities for people with disabilities and particularly looking at public transport. So it's worth checking out. It's the Getting Nowhere report from the Irish Wheelchair Association. They have three advocates who have participated in this campaign and have really opened up you know, in both video and audio form, and on the difficulties that they're facing on a daily basis. They are Alan, Elaine and Milo. And I think they really do a service for everyone who is a wheelchair user. And it's quite educational, but impactful. So I would recommend that you go on to the Irish Wheelchair Association's website, take a look at that report and maybe, you know, think about it. If you're a cyclist, or, you know, if you're not a wheelchair user, how can we work? How can we encourage the government to take this matter seriously? And, you know, don't need to remind you, we are in an election year. So perhaps we should be bringing something like this up with the politicians as they come and canvass up us on the doorsteps in the coming days and months. Just want to take a moment once again to say thank you so much for staying tuned to Let's Go Green over the last 2 years. Like, we are blown away each and every week with the podcast figures on this, and those of you that listen to the show on various podcast platforms, whether that be, you know, YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, or indeed Spotify, which I know is the one that I tend to mention purely because it's the app that I use. It's not that I have anything to do with the company. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you to all of you for coming forward and asking, can you be involved in the show? So please do, you know, drop me a line. My email is hello@thecommunicationscoach.ie, or just go on to the Midlands 103 website, midlands103.com, click on the on-air team. You'll see a picture of me there, Aisling O'Rourke, and you can send me a message directly from that page. I love hearing from you. Please do get in contact with me. Let me know what you'd like to hear me discuss on the show. Perhaps you want to nominate somebody for the show, or you want to talk on the show yourself and you've got something to say, get in contact with me and I'll see what we can do. And of course, make sure to share each and every episode with your friends and family, and give us an old star rating on your preferred podcast app. That'd be great too. Listen, I'm right out of time. I am going to have to go, but have a great week and I'll be back same time next week with another edition of Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103.
Let's Go Green, sponsored by Airgrid, managing and operating Ireland's electricity grid for a cleaner energy future. Check out airgrid.ie for more.